Our Place, episode 521.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi all and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How are you all doing? We're all right, I think, aren't we?
Just about.
We're all right.
Yeah, we are all right. We'll come to all that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we're okay. Right, so what's been doing, Ange? Where do we begin?
Well, I think from when we did the last podcast, not a lot happened, did it?
No, not really.
So I think we didn't do one last week. I think it was the previous week, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was.
By looking at the date.
It was the previous week, yeah.
I don't remember much happening in that week up to, hang on, when did all the snow go away? Didn't we talk about the snow, though? No. Was that before the snow? Do you know, I really don't know where we are. That's the trouble with, I don't remember where we are. But
I'm sure it was the week before last, if I think about it, because we haven't done one in March yet.
Oh, right. So that would be.
Yeah.
It would then.
Yeah.
So we haven't talked about all the snow, and not that there's much to say, really, except snow.
I'm going to say, what did we say about the snow?
It was white.
Snowing.
It was white. It was all over my garden.
Yeah. That's about it, really.
Yeah. And it lasted from Wednesday to, well, it disappeared on us by Sunday. It really started to disappear, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
I think it had gone by Monday, totally gone.
Yeah, yeah.
So it didn't last long with us, really.
No, so what else has been going on?
Well, until last Saturday. In fact, that's right, we'd still got it last Saturday. Yeah, we had, that's right. It was last Saturday. And not a lot, as I say, that week, not a lot, really. Prior to last Saturday was where we discovered the washing machine doesn't work properly. It won't spin.
Yeah, that was Saturday we discovered
it won't
that.
Empty or spin.
It wouldn't empty or spin, couldn't open the door.
We tried it twice just in case it was a fluke.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Emma said, try it, because when she was here Monday, she said, try it while I'm here to see what happens. And no, it didn't, because we wondered if something had got frozen, and it, by Monday, would definitely not have been frozen anymore. But no, it wouldn't work, so we called out someone local that we've had before. He didn't come till Wednesday.
That's right, yeah.
I don't think anything happened really Tuesday, did it, or Monday, other than that, did it?
No, not really.
But he wasn't well enough to come. He'd been poorly. He's had some... Everybody...
The flu bug, is he?
Awful bug around here. So, either flu or stomach or gastric flu, some have had. My window cleaner had.
He came Wednesday.
And he thought it would be the brushes. And he gave us a price. We were prepared for that. And he said it's not. It's worse than that.
The drum
was out of shape. The seals were all broken. He said, I could charge you £200 and fix it. He said, but it's not economical. You'd be better off buying a new one.
Yeah.
Considering you can get them cheaper than that. We've seen all sorts of slightly cheaper.
Yeah.
Although we couldn't find that cheaper one in the end.
No, I think our one was £269 in the end.
Our one was, yeah.
Yeah, so we got a Beko or Beko.
We rushed out on Wednesday, did a bit of research and rushed off out and bought a Beko, which we then had delivered Friday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Which was yesterday.
Yeah.
So we palmed off a load of washing on me father-in-law, and my sister-in-law done that, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Because it was in the washing machine, we had to do something with it.
And yeah.
So we sent
it. So Maxine did it, my sister.
And then we got the new one yesterday. We'd paid to have them install it. So that it was all up and running and no messing, and they did that. There's not much to it, really, because since we've had one put in the past, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then today my father-in-law comes round with a heater for that room where the washing machine is, because it gets so cold. We've been meaning to do it a long while.
We've got a utility room, and we brought it in from the outside, didn't we?
Basically, yeah, there used to be a wall where the door now is, and you had to go outside to it, and straight away my father-in-law, I'm sure it was him who said years ago, that's not going to be too practical.
Yeah, that's right.
Because all the fridge and everything, the fridge weren't, the freezer was going to be out. The fridge wasn't at the point, it is now, but it didn't used to be. It used to be in a cupboard.
Yeah.
But it was a bit of a pain to defrost in the cupboard. ironically now, we don't have a defroster, it's a self-defroster, but that's beside the point. But he said that's going to be awkward, having to go outside. He thought it would be a bit more awkward for us. But so they moved, they took out that wall and put a door there. Instead of having it, so they must have bricked up, I don't know what they did, must have bricked up the door. I don't know really what they did to the door outside, because it's not there now, is it?
Yeah, I think they bricked it up, so it's an inside wall now, isn't it? Yeah.
So anyway, but it gets very cold. You've got just a stone floor. It's, you know, and we'd been going to for a long, long time. We've talked about it before, putting a heater in there. We never did. But now today he came round with the bits to do that.
Yeah.
So we've got a heater in there, which will come on when it gets...
Below 10,
he thinks it is. It's below 10 degrees. As low as he can.
Yeah.
So that it won't come on higher than that.
Yeah.
So we should keep that room better.
Yeah.
Because we don't want anything freezing up.
That's right, yeah. Wrong.
And it will mean we can shut it at night without risk to things being frozen.
Yeah.
So while he was there, we asked him to help us with... Because we've got no markings, so he came and helped us out to do a programme on, because we'd already looked at the manual and... I decided which I thought was the best program. So we got a wash going, and we've done one lot of washing, which is now drying. And that's it, really.
That's about it.
But not having too much time to research washing machines, I mean, I think we've done the best we can with it. They don't do Braille on it. It's a Beko washing machine.
Mm.
We now have 3 Beko appliances in our house.
Yeah, they all seem to get good reviews, though.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
We got a Beko freezer, we got a Beko fridge.
We did briefly look at the Wi-Fi ones, but they're a lot more money. And according to which, there are some limitations on what you can do directly
with the apps.
I think, though, if we could prove the apps were accessible, because you don't want to buy a thing and then spend all that money to not be able to use it.
No.
Because you can use it without the apps, but why spend all that money when you don't have to if you can't use the apps?
Yeah.
I think it'd be good if you knew that they were accessible.
Yeah.
Because you could set it going. It said if you were out, if you put, you know, and it'll give you progress of how it's doing and... So they sound good, the Wi-Fi ones.
Yeah.
But we decided we wouldn't go that route.
Although we discovered you can see the display on this one, can't you? Because it's quite big.
Time counting down the timer. Yeah.
Yeah.
My old one didn't seem to have a light at all, which is strange.
Mm.
The first one did. Most things have a light to tell you they're on, but I never saw one unless the bulb went very quickly on it. It's possible.
Yeah.
I also wonder if the drum wasn't always very slightly out on the old one, because it was very hard to shut.
Yeah.
You had to use your knee against it.
Yeah.
The first one you didn't, this one you don't. It's dead simple.
Yeah.
To shut it. So it does make you wonder, doesn't it?
Yep.
But we never went to buy either of our first washing machines. My parents-in-law got them. We knew the make. We used what they'd been using because we liked that Creda, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Creda, there's no such thing as Creda now.
No, it's all Indesit now, isn't it, really?
And all that, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it. So we've got piles of washing. We've still got plenty to get through.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite a bit of fun. We've got to get used to it.
Mm.
We might put markings on... Although I'm not sure if we can count from the off position, I think all we've got to do is write a note of everything we need to do.
Yeah.
So you go down 5 for this, something else for this.
Yeah.
Could mark up our favourite programmes, I suppose, but then if we don't need to, why buy a tube of glue that you're only ever going to use on that device? Because I'm sure it doesn't keep tacti mark.
No.
Tacti
mark, yeah.
It probably doesn't keep indefinitely, I don't know.
No.
I doubt it. Glue, I don't suppose it does.
Mm.
Again, and we'd probably not use it for years.
Yeah.
So unless we really need... I think we need to try it and see how we get on.
Because we might be able to get Emma to type up the programmes.
Yeah, we can type up the order probably and go around it.
Yeah.
How many clicks.
Yeah. Because if we know where off is...
Yes, exactly.
You've got a reference point, haven't you?
Reference point. Yeah. Off is at the top.
Yeah.
And the manual even says that. Once it's right off, if you turn it to the top, it's right off.
Yeah.
So wherever your program leaves you at the end of it, you just turn it off, go to the top. Like, yeah. And there it is. To increase the spin speed, if we want to, I think we'd have a problem. Because it's a button.
Yeah.
So in some 8 cases, we might need help with it.
Yeah.
Because I think on the setting we've got it, the spin speed could do with being higher, but it was not possible to increase it.
Mm.
But anyway, it's a case of looking more, you know, going through it and seeing what we can do.
Mm.
But it works. We've got this one lot done.
Yeah.
So I'm now drying it.
Yeah.
And,
so...
That's life. Really, that was life.
Yeah.
I think.
That's it, isn't it?
I think that's it.
The week.
I wanted to say, well, I remembered, and also I think Maureen said she'd be coming next week, so I thought we'd do it now, because we might not be doing it. We were supposed to go away, but we all decided, because my father-in-law come round last Saturday. I can't remember, what did he come for? I don't remember.
Can't remember, but anyway... We were talking
It was Monday he came.
Monday he came, yeah. But we were talking about not going away because of the weather, and it might be muddy going across the field.
And he said he'd to the caravan, find out. Yeah. But for various reasons, we decided against it. And thank goodness, because we wouldn't have been going anyway with all this. Because we had, we would have had no underwear to take with us.
Mm. Well, actually, we wouldn't have known because it was last Saturday when you did the wash.
Yeah, I know.
So if we'd gone away for the weekend, you would have tried when we got back.
No, no, we were going this weekend, coming.
Oh, no, this weekend, isn't it? Yeah, this weekend. So, yeah, that's right. So it's a good job we didn't go.
This is a good job.
Anything else before I get onto things?
No, I think that's all I can think of.
Right, well, in other news, apparently you can now play Our Place on Google Home. So you can say, okay, and the word. And then you can say, play Our Place podcast. And it works. So this is cool. I don't know where they got it from, but maybe it's from Stitcher or TuneIn or iTunes. But
it's the directory.
Whatever.
I think Google Home does trolls directories to pick up. It must do.
Yeah, we're on Google Home. So this is good, isn't it?
It is.
So you can actually, with your Home or your Home Mini, you can actually play Our Place.
Well, in fact, you did it with your phone, didn't you?
Yep.
You tested it down here.
Yep. And what also we've just heard that Google now supports long form audio in Actions, which means that the My Talking Newspaper skill, which we haven't really talked about yet, which allows you to listen to a talking newspaper, which is written by Jonathan Hornyblow of Talking Newspaper Services. Yes, I did. That's right. That's right, we did. Apparently, Google Home now supports long-form audio from third parties. So Jonathan tells me today that he can now port the skill to Google Home. So this is good as well.
Yeah.
Or the action in terms of Google. So watch this space. We may see it coming to Google Home. I'm hoping so. Because that's even more people can listen to talking newspapers in their own way. This is really good.
Yes.
So. And also I discovered today, because I was messing around and I was looking at weather apps, and I've always been fascinated by, you know, when it's going to rain and when it's raining and when it's, you know, I know you can put your head out the window or whatever, but or the door and find out if it's raining or not. But, you know, if you're going to go out somewhere, you want to know if it's going to rain and so on. And I've always heard of this program called Dark Sky. And if I can find it on iTunes, I'll put on the App Store, I'll put it on the link as well. And we'll put the Android version on the show notes. But people have been talking about the iPhone version of Dark Sky, which is by Hyperlocal Weather. And they say on iOS, it's always been accessible. Well, it's accessible on Android too. So that's good stuff. And I've installed it. And I have the subscription, which is only £2.99 a year, which is really not bad. And so this is good. And it works. I mean, I don't know that it was raining when it said it started drizzling right here, but Angie said it had gone dull, didn't you?
It had gone dull. Yeah.
But it gives you notifications as to when it's going to start raining and things like that. So that is all good stuff too. I don't know that I have anything else, Ange, do you?
No. You say that people about dark skies talk about it. I've not heard anyone mention it for a long time.
No, but it was mentioned on Apple Viz and it's been on some lists and things. They used to mention it years ago, yeah. But yeah, it's accessible on Android as well. So, I think that's all I have.
I think this is all. I mean, sorry, I know it's very short, but it's all because when we have little things to say, we do say them, don't we?
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah.
Because, as I say, we probably won't. It's quite possible that, you know, we'll then have a break again. We seem to be doing this. There's not a lot to say regularly.
Mm. That's right, yeah.
Till you start going exhibiting again regularly.
That's right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Might be more to say then.
Yeah. Yeah. And our next one is on the 21st of March in Fareham.
Oh, by the way. That's going to be a long journey.
So, yeah, that'll be quite a long one.
It'll be an early morning,
yeah,
won't it?
Yeah. Oh. So, that'll be the next one. So, if you're in that area, come and see us.
Would be nice if we can do one next weekend because we're going out Tuesday, aren't we? But
we are.
We may not be able to. So.
Well, we'll see. But anyway, I think that's going to do it this time, except to say that you can contact me at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. You can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info for the show notes and subscription and episodes and everything else. And, of course, if you want to be added to our Dropbox folder, then let me know. We will add you and then you can contribute via MP3 or Wave or whatever. Talking of that, I've progressed a bit more with my SIP program, my SIP gate, my client. I've plugged a landline into a little router box, and it works well, doesn't it, Ange?
It does. So
that works really well. So it means that when I'm doing training and support, it's a separate line, which means that Angie can still carry on taking phone calls. So I'm not taking up the main office line when I'm doing tech support.
No, it's a lot better.
So that is better. Yeah. And Emma and I have got a phone number each, so we can route the Emma's number to her mobile and my number to my mobile, and then, you know, so we got office numbers and things like that. More about that as it progresses, but we're getting there. We got it working. And so I think that's it. As I say, contact us in the ways that I just described. And don't forget, we're on Google Home as well. And with that, I'm going to say cheerio for now.
Yeah, bye from me.
And we'll see you.
When we do.
Yeah, when we do, which will be next time. Bye for now.